I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Oh, welcome. Welcome, one and all. I've arrived on my sleigh ride to work. Roberto, you're still munching on that apple. All right. We're rooting for you. He's going to eat the core. Here's how we're going to structure today's show. We kind of made a group decision. We'll start with Michigan State. I was more than willing to open with Lions, but I think based on what this show is, who we are, what I am, it's kind of silly if I just don't open up with it. And then it's really about what you guys choose to do with it. Now, it's a bit odd because I don't know what I can say that's new. I mean, there's a couple of new things. I've got some new tidbits, but the way I've felt about Mark D'Antonio hasn't changed. It's only intensified. I mean, as the season would go along, I've said, look, it's over after I watched the Ohio State game and then the Wisconsin game and then the Penn State game. I mean, it's done. And, you know, you spend your Saturdays and you watch P.J. Fleck at Minnesota and you watch certainly not the same type of job, but you watch Ed Orgeron at LSU. You watch energy. You watch coaches who have injected their program with an energy. And there's an aura around them. Now, certainly, no one's comparing Michigan State to LSU. They're different jobs. This is a principal matter. But Minnesota's actually a good comparison because with where Mark's taken the program the last couple of years and where PJ's taking his, I actually think Minnesota's a better job. They've got a better stadium. They've got better recruiting. They've got an energy about them. They're in the easier division. But when you look at the programs and then you juxtapose it with what you see at Michigan State, and it's lifeless. It's lifeless. We have a staff of, you know, the only thing worse than a has-been is a never was. Okay, Mark Staten is a never was. Jim Bowman is a never was. These guys are nobodies. So you have this staff that has no energy about it. No sales pitch, no direction, no intensity, and really no future prospects. Whether Mark retires or whether Mark pulls a Lovie Smith bear style and butchers his whole staff to keep his job, make no mistake about it, the people who lose their job, they're never getting another gig. Jim Bowman's never getting another job coaching high-level football. Mark Staten is never getting another job coaching high-level football. None of them. None of them. And for all the people who wanted to kiss Mike Tressel's feet and mock me because I don't like him, well, you're starting to see some of the reasons why here. I mean, we can get into some of the granular level of the game. That's fine. The fourth and forever, and we got a single high safety. And we're rushing three guys and give up a Hail Mary at four straight plays. Look, I don't even think it needs to go that far because what Michigan State requires right now is a macro approach. It requires a 30,000 feet above viewpoint of, okay, this thing needs to be taken apart top to bottom. And Mark D'Antonio only continues to dig the hole deeper because, again, Mark's never been great at press conferences. He hasn't. I mean, State fans like myself, we're all busy touching ourselves when he does Pride Before the Fall and Where's the Thread and, you know, Take the Cheese. But here's the point. Mark isn't good at press conferences. Well, when Mark was asked a question regarding, look, what do you say to fans? What do you say to alums? What do you say to anybody with a brain and convince them that this is not becoming a trend here? He had an opportunity to answer that question, very simply, too. But the question was asked. Here's the audio. And how he answered it is exactly how you don't answer it. So smug, so arrogant. And I'll be honest, it was such an easy question. And good job by Pat for asking it, but the question is, you know, the answer is easy. You got two approaches. Listen, I know I need to answer that question, but we just lost an absolutely brutal football game. And I don't want to be overly emotional when I answer that question. And I'll be happy to do it at my weekly press conference. I need a few days. Or, listen, I would say the fans have every right to be disappointed. I'm disappointed. The players in that locker room are disappointed. And I'm sorry we let everybody down. But if people don't believe, they don't believe. I'm not going to be able to convince them. I have to convince the 85 guys in that locker room. And that's how you answer it. It's done. It's easy. Not a problem. To me, D'Antonio right now has reached this defiant stage. And it's super dangerous. Super, super dangerous. I mean, look, I'll tell you right now, one person I talked to, and you can believe whatever you want. You could, oh, Mike doesn't know anybody. You do whatever you want. I mean, that's just goofball Spartans who don't want to admit that everything I've said has come true. Everything I've said has come true. But I'll tell you for a fact, and I'm not going to say the names. That's not appropriate. But I will tell you there's absolutely dissension among the ranks on that staff. Absolutely. And it's on one side of the ball. And you're starting to see people resent each other because they're not pulling their weight. You're starting to see people resent their demotion. You're starting to see people who are upset that others aren't recruiting or able to recruit. It's all there. It's all there. So you don't have to believe it. You can do whatever the F you want. I'm telling you it's there. Because the person I talked to has firsthand knowledge of it. So do what you want with it. But this program, when you juxtapose it, you remember what the program used to be like. Narduzzi's coming down from the booth. You know, but you had Harlan Barnett, and you had Dan Enos, and you had Pat Narduzzi. You had some guys that could recruit, that had an intensity about them, that had an energy about them. And Mark himself had an energy about him. It's all gone. And when you watch Minnesota, not just on the field, not just, you know, the X's and O's and Jimmy's and Joe's. You watch the program. PJ Fleck has injected an adrenaline shot into that program. And it's no different than big business. It's no different than when you're trying to get your company in a different space. You have to have top to bottom change. And right now, MSU's a dead stock. It's a dead program, and there is no hope. And anyone who thinks that Mark should stay and just fire a bunch of people, and you don't know anything about what you're talking about. And you'll be the first person to tell me I don't know what I'm talking about. The difference is I'm right on every mother bleeping thing I've said about Michigan State. Everything. It's here. We've returned right back to John L. Smith. MAC level recruits. Yup, got them. Not able to finish games. Yep, got it. Teams laying down and getting butchered. Mm-hmm, we're there. We even decided to take a Brady Hoke page out of the book where it sure looked like Brian Lewerke should not have been in that game for that pick six. Oh, that's right. When he got kicked in the back of the head and said in the post game, my head was ringing. Yeah, I'm pretty sure you just intimated something may not have been right there. But nobody noticed, except Seibert. His teammate and walk-on tight end tried to get the medical staff out. And the next play, a very woozy Brian Lewerke threw a grotesque pick six. You can do what you want with that. But I'm not happy about it. You've got a team who's supposed to be defensive-oriented who, let's face it, they're a mess. They're a total mess. So I'm sorry that I'm not able to scream and yell for you because it's just not there. It's a clown show. I want blood. I want everybody. I want the entire thing burned to the ground. And the problem is I have no faith in the university to do it. I have no faith that they will have an AD in place. I have no knowledge of what this new president is or is not. Clearly, he has a lot on his plate. But the football program, which is his greatest advertising tool, which is one of his greatest fundraising tools, which is one of his greatest PR tools, should be very high on his list because it's burning to the ground. But make no mistake about it, there is no other permutation of, well, he could fire these people and he could do this, but he could keep... No, no, no. Here's what Mark needs to do. Mark needs to go get blown out by Michigan because we know that's going to happen. Probably split the last two games, miss a ball, and gracefully walk away before this gets really ugly. because I have a dirty secret for you that none of you idiots want to hear. No assistant worth their salt is going to come here knowing that Mark D'Antonio could be gone in a year. Knowing that Mark can't possibly commit long term because I don't know that anybody wants him long term. So you're not going to pay for the elite assistants. And then even if you could, an elite assistant is not taking a job in a place like Michigan State under the current environment. It's all bad. What they need is you got to bottle what an Orgeron does or what a Fleck does. And again, I am not comparing the caliber of job to LSU for some of the people that are just a little bit slow out there. We're talking about the principles, the tenets of what it takes to be a big-time coach in 2019, especially at a place like Michigan State. Look, I'd even argue that Ryan Day at Ohio State in the footsteps of a legend has ratcheted up the excitement level, the adrenaline level, and the coaching level, to be quite honest, from a play calling and offensive standpoint. Without that, you are dead in the arms race of college football. And Michigan State has been, is now, and probably will continue to be dead. It's over. This is what happens when you don't replace really good coaches with more really good coaches. This is what happens when you take relationships and you put them and prioritize them above hard business. Business is not pretty. If you run a business, you're probably going to have to fire a friend. You're probably going to have to hurt feelings. You're probably going to have to make people mad at you. And I don't think Mark's ever been willing to do that. So he doubled down, reshuffled the deck chairs. And again, I was told just yesterday, oh, you've got, and I look, man, I could tell you the names privately, Sully. I'm not going to do it on the air. That's not fair to those men. But it's all on one side of the ball. I'll tell you that much. And what, you thought everybody essentially being just ring around the posy here, musical chairs, that everyone was going to end up happy? What a fool. It was a foolish move by a smart man who acted like a fool. Mark's decision to do that with the offensive coaches officially broke the back of this program. So here you are. Now, however you want to go from that, we can. The Illinois game, who cares? Honestly, it's an embarrassment in the latest in a long line of embarrassments. But I think we're right back to Jono. That's how it feels. That's how it looks.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.